A few years ago when I was living in New York, I took the bus every day to work. I worked in a school in Manhattan, and every day the bus would make this left turn off of 79th Street onto Columbus Avenue, for those who know where that is. And it was an advanced green, as they call it here. So the bus has the right of way to make the left turn. And there's this woman one day jaywalking. She's crossing the street. She shouldn't be crossing. And the bus driver is very upset. He's carrying a lot of people. It's very dangerous what this woman was doing. And he starts honking, you know, at this lady. And she's taking her leisurely time crossing the street, like didn't even realize what was going on. And the bus was pulling up after the left turn to the bus stop to pick up people from the nearest bus stop after the turn. And this lady is walking slowly. She goes over right next to the bus stop. There was a mailbox. She takes her mail that she had. She puts it in the slot. And then, she goes to stand to get on the bus. So here's the moral dilemma of the bus driver. Okay, he's very upset at this lady, and she did something very dangerous, very arrogant, walking very slowly. She stands there, you know, expecting the bus is going to pick me up. So what does the bus driver do? Starts to pull away, like he's not going to pick her up. He fakes her out, basically. And then he stops, and he lets her get on. She wanted to teach her a lesson. There was a little short exchange of words, and we were on our way. Now, I don't know if the woman learned her lesson or not, but the bus driver's actions made a great impression on me. In a short few moments, okay, in the same series of actions, he'd managed to knock down the woman's arrogance, like, I'm in control, not you. And at the same time, he, like, preserved her dignity by ultimately allowing her to get on the bus. So the lesson was very powerful for me. One part of human nature is we always want to like try to teach people lessons. We're always trying to show people that I'm right, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to show it to you. But on the other hand, sometimes when we try to teach people lessons, we end up unnecessarily embarrassing them, shaming them, and that's a problem. When we're trying to teach somebody a lesson, sometimes we end up overextending, and it causes an embarrassment. So I think there's a very great wisdom in this week's parsha, which highlights this note. We have a lot of mitzvot in this week's parsha, and there's a very interesting one, which is kind of tucked away in the middle, where it says, when a man will steal an ox or a sheep and slaughter it or sell it, you have to pay 5 cattle in place of the ox, and 4 in place of the sheep. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma basically has this machloket. Why is it that for the sheep you pay less and for the ox you pay more? Why should there be a difference between stealing an ox and stealing a sheep? So Rabbi Meir in the Gemara says that the penalty for an ox is more severe than for a sheep simply because an ox has more value than a sheep. If you don't have your ox, you don't have agriculture. You don't have the ability to work your field. So at the end of the day, the ox is a more valuable animal to the person, so you have to pay more. The other opinion, the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says differently. It says, Chas hamakom okvodan shel brio, which means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has pity on people's dignity. In order to steal a sheep, you have to carry it over your shoulders. You have to pick it up. You have to carry it over your shoulders. And that's a very humiliating way to transport a stolen item from one place to another. The ox doesn't have to be carried. The ox can walk along on its own feet. Or you could even ride on the ox if you wanted to after stealing it. So the person who steals the sheep gets the lower penalty, 4, not 5. Because he already went through embarrassment. The person who stole the sheep has already been embarrassed by having to carry the sheep. And another opinion on it is the Chizkuni, who's a commentary on the Torah, and he writes that It takes more skill to steal an ox than a sheep. So the Torah is teaching us that the stealer of the ox needs a harsher punishment because that individual has a more professional skill of stealing that needs to be addressed and uprooted as opposed to the sheep stealer who's more of an amateur and needs less of a punishment. So all these different opinions, what does it boil down to? I believe that it brings us back to the bus driver. The bus driver was striking this balance between teaching this lady a lesson, at the same time making sure that he didn't completely, you know, embarrass her and completely remove her dignity. After Adam and Chava sin in Gan Eden, the beginning of the book of Bereshit, so Rashi notes there that the name of the tree which they sinned was never publicized. Because Hashem didn't want people to, you know, emphasize the sin was through that tree. So we're meant to learn that Hashem does teach people lessons. It's midat hadin, there's a sense of justice in this world. But not at the expense of embarrassment, even to a tree. Another example of this is, Rashi tells us in the book of Bamidbar, everybody remembers the story with the donkey and Bilam. So Rashi writes that the day after Bilam's donkey rebukes Bilam and embarrasses Bilam, you know, in front of his entourage of people that were traveling with him, says that the donkey was killed. God killed the donkey of Bilam to protect Bilam, Bilam HaRasha, who wanted to curse the entire Jewish people from being overly embarrassed by people who would see the donkey walking through the streets and say, "Hey, that's the donkey that made a fool out of Bilam." So it's one thing to protect the dignity of the tree, but to protect the dignity of one of the most evil characters in world history, it's a whole other ballgame. So we see how far this desire to punish to an extent that doesn't completely destroy the dignity of the other. So here's the message from this parsha. Whether we're conscious of it or not, we have within us the ability to apply to other people, and this is the parsha of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, our interpersonal relationships, Midat Hadin and Midat Arachamin. Justice, somebody did something wrong, I want to teach them a lesson. Sometimes we only do one, and we forget about the other one. Sometimes we try to teach a lesson and we forget that at the same time we have to worry about the person's dignity. So in many ways, we think of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro as disconnected from our connection with Hashem. But really, in truth, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the laws of interpersonal relationships, are wrapped up. The way that we approach these relationships are wrapped up in Bein Adam L'Makom. If we realize that inside of us is a Tzelem Elokim, and maybe there is a time when we have to teach somebody a lesson, but we forget that we're also godly beings, and we have to take care of other people's dignity, that will hopefully guide us in helping others be better people by interacting with them using the Torah as our guiding force. Continue with Ashrei.